Darling, you know I'm always happy to come to your aid. But next time, I would prefer if you walked the 15 feet to ask me for it yourself. That's not the point. You don't text someone that's already right there. That defeats the whole... Ugh. Is this a Gen Z thing? A boom... I'm not here to argue, sweetheart. So get on with it. What can Mommy Dearest do for you? And? No? The firewall seems to be working just fine to me. The real question is, why were you trying to do that in the first place? Barely an adult. You should hardly be allowed to give the government permission to inject God knows what into your veins. Well, yes, your father and I were vaccinated, but that's different. We're adults. Well, real ones.
Fully developed.
But my poor baby. Who knows what that experimental vaccine could do to you? I don't need facts. I already have my feelings. And my feeling about the matter is closed for discussion. How dare you call me a hypocrite? Your father and I are heroes. We took the jab so you don't have to. What do I mean? Haven't you ever heard of herd immunity? Me and your dad, we're your herd. Just stay with us and you're as good as immune. Or something like that. Oh, so the truth comes out. You don't care about your safety at all. You just want to leave me. Us. The house. Absolutely not. Of course the college requires you to be vaccinated if you want to return to campus. All the better to control you with. And here I thought you hated being controlled. I haven't been on Facebook in years. Why? Ugh, enough! Listen, why would you want to go back to campus anyway? You've been doing wonderfully in your Zoom classes, and your grades have never been better. You would really threaten your scholastic future just to spite me? Well, sometimes life isn't about doing what's fun. It's about doing what's right. I'm just trying to guide you in the right direction. Because face it, without me, you'd be lost. Really? You're telling me you didn't enjoy quarantining with me at all? No. Not even the nightly massages. My fingers working out all the stress of studying from your poor aching back and shoulder. You didn't like those? Well, I didn't hear you complaining yesterday. You call me a liar. Don't worry. I get it. It's easier to lie to yourself than it is to admit that you're the problem. And not some made-up step-monster boogeyman. Because God forbid a mother love her child. God, are you still on this vaccine thing? I thought we agreed you're not going to get it. Report me? For what? Caring too much? Please. It's not like you won't find a way to get one anyway. I mean, that's what you do, isn't it? Whatever you want, regardless of the consequences. It absolutely is. Your loving mother is standing here, heartbreaking, and all you can do is whine about how unfair my pain is to you. I mean, talk about selfish. Oh, no. Of course you aren't. What's selfish about running away from home and leaving the people that love you most to lose sleep at night worrying about you and what you're getting up to? I mean, God knows you aren't safe there. Bunch of idiots running around with fake vaccine cards, just coughing on everything and completely ignoring social distancing rules. It's just unacceptable. What? I don't want you to get sick. I could give a fuck about the rest of them. I'm not saying you can't ever get vaccinated, just give it time. Let your foolish classmates play patient zero with their experimental medicine first. Make sure it's safe before you sign yourself up to be a government-mandated guinea pig. Ugh. You and your science. If science is so great, then why did it make the atom bomb, huh? I rest my case. Go ahead and laugh. You know I have a point. You're so naive, darling. It would be cute if it wasn't so fucking annoying. You think, just because an authority figure tells you something is good for you, that it is. And you still think you're ready to make your own decisions. All I've been doing since day one is taking your needs into consideration, honey. Don't give me that crap. If I was such a tyrant, I would have stopped you from sneaking out at night. Especially during a pandemic. But if you disagree, I suppose we could ask your dad what he thinks and... No? It's funny. Just... I'm surprised that you're surprised. I thought that you would have learned by now. Eyes in the back of my head and everything. Call it mother's instinct. Well, obviously cameras were involved too, but you can't give all the credit to technology. I mean, they didn't plant themselves. Oh, sweetie. Of course I have footage. And yes, I made copies. So So don't go tearing the house apart trying to delete anything incriminating. Okay? I'm not going to do anything with it. Because I won't have to. Will I? And as long as you do what's right, that is. It's simple. Let mommy take care of you. Stay home next semester. Take classes online. And I'll let you keep that little nighttime ritual of yours. Just between the two of us. Hell. I'll even let you get that vaccine you want so desperately. Of course I'm still not happy about it. But unlike you, I've learned to pick my battles. So you could fight me on this. Sure. You might even win. But I promise you, if you do, I'm gonna make sure you live to regret it. I would never threaten you, baby. I love you. Enough to do what's necessary to keep you safe. Even if it won't always make you happy. I'm only ever looking after your safety, sweetie. The world can be such a cruel place. And a sick one at that. Physically, morally. I'm protecting you from that. Don't you get it? Purely because I love you. You have no idea how lucky you are to have someone love you that much. I don't care that you don't want it. That's never stopped me before. Your well-being is more important than your whims. And I don't care if that offends you. You're my perfect, darling child. And I won't let them touch a hair on your gorgeous head. And I can only make sure of that while you're under my roof. Don't get mad at me. If anything, be mad at yourself. If you hadn't broken the rules, you wouldn't be in this situation.
Can't be blackmailed if you haven't done anything wrong.
Well, if it helps, just think of obeying me as a vaccine against facing the consequences of your actions. After all, we know how much you adore vaccines. Oh, honey, you look so tense. You have nothing to worry about, baby. Just behave yourself, and everything will be fine. You'll see. So come on, and let me in. I promise it'll only hurt for a second.